Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're talking about reality TV shows today. Now, reality TV shows have become very popular in the last 20 years.
Very true. Lots of people love to watch them. Of course, the TV stations love them because they're quite cheap to make.
Yeah, you don't have to pay big superstars.
You don't have to pay writers to write the stories.
Or do you?
That's a good point.
That is something we're going to be talking about today.
But certainly it's cheaper than making a show like Game of Thrones with costumes and actors and castles and all that. You just need a few talented people, a couple of cameras, an audience.
There you go.
And it's all real, of course.
Well, again, that's what we'll talk about today. Now, these shows feature ordinary people in various situations,
right?
Like singing shows like One Million Star, or ones where they all have to live together,
like Big Brother.
And people can vote, and there are intimate interviews where people reveal raw emotions or juicy secrets about what they really feel.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to discuss this today. Why are these shows so popular, but what do critics say about them? Okay, so let's take a look at today's article and find out more.
Reading.
The real world of reality TV. Reality TV shows are popular for several reasons. Since the stars are real people, not actors, the emotions they show are real as well. What's more, viewers can identify with these average Joes. Though celebrities often appear on reality TV shows, many viewers prefer to watch people who are just like them. In addition, they can imagine themselves on a show, becoming famous, or experiencing the glory of winning. However, reality TV shows have their critics. A common question that's asked is, how real are they? Some shows are far more scripted than they appear, in order to create more excitement. Also, TV editors have time to arrange the filmed material any way they like. This often gives viewers a false idea of what really happened. Still, reality TV shows no sign of slowing down. With its mix of ordinary people, audience interaction, and moments of pure emotion, it's likely that viewers will keep tuning in.
So today's article begins, reality TV shows are popular for several reasons.
Yeah.
We kind of mentioned that yesterday, so let's look at it in a bit more detail.
Okay, it says, since the stars, the people on the show, are real people, not actors, the emotions or the feelings they show are real as well. They're not acting, they're real people. So if they're angry, we know that that guy is actually angry right now. He's not an actor.
Yeah, so what's more, in addition, okay, viewers can identify with these average Joes. So the phrase what's more is just used for introducing an additional statement, something that supports what you have already said. Okay, for example, Mary is great at drawing, and what's more, she's a good painter.
Okay, we saw another
phrase, which was identify with.
Yeah, to identify with someone is to basically understand their feelings. You might have been in a situation like that, or because you're watching them carefully, you can say, wow, if I was that person at that time, I would also feel that way, or maybe I wouldn't feel that way. But it allows you to have sort of a connection of your emotions or your feelings with a person. A good writer, a good actor, a good movie or TV show will make you feel something. That's why people end up crying at the end of the movie. Even though it's a story, even though we know it's actors, we're identifying with the feelings that are going on there. And we also talked about an average Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know many people named Joe. Who is this Joe guy?
Who is average Joe? And why is he average? Okay, well, that is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a look at the video to explain exactly who and what an average Joe is.
Who's Joe?
shortcut for you.
Oh no, what's wrong?
I'll never be a star.
But you've been practicing so hard. What happened?
I'm not allowed to be in the play.
That's terrible. Why not?
They told me that I'm overacting. I never overact.
Well, maybe next year?
I doubt it. I'm just going to be an average Joe forever.
Wait, who's Joe? Is he in the play?
Who? No, of course not. An average Joe is another way to say that someone is an ordinary person.
Ah, you mean you are an average Joe. 平凡人, 普通人.
That's right. Nothing special to see here.
Well, you'll always be special to me.
Aw, thanks.
Hi guys, welcome back. So, an average Joe is basically just saying an ordinary person. We usually use it to mean a man, but it can be used broad, in a broader sense to mean just ordinary people. Normal people who go to work or go to school, you know, they live fairly ordinary lives, which may be very special, but they're not like hotshot celebrities. Mm-hmm. They're not millionaires. They're not company bosses or astronauts. We're talking about ordinary people, teachers and engineers and scientists
bus drivers.
English teachers.
That's right. Most of us are average Joes, and it's okay because average Joes make the world go round. Without the average Joes, the famous people wouldn't have anyone to make their food
or,
you know, clean their homes or do anything. So it's okay to be an average Joe. Let's get back to the article. Though celebrities often appear on reality TV shows, celebrities, of course, meaning famous people, not average Joes, many viewers prefer to watch people who are just like them. Average Joes, like you and me, and not celebrities.
So like we said, a celebrity is a famous person, just someone who is well known. Like Mike really is, let's be fair. So we could say this magazine is full of interviews with celebrities. They're always talking to them, what's going on in your life, what's your next project. But in reality TV, maybe we don't mind watching a celebrity.
Sure.
But we kind of want to watch these ordinary people who you think, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
You know, that could be me. I'm just like that person.
Exactly. We talked about identifying with people.
Yes.
It's much easier to identify with someone who's kind of like you than a famous movie star who has millions and millions of dollars and lives in Hollywood and travels around in private airplanes. I've never done anything like that. It's harder for me to identify with them than it is to an average person or an average Joe. In addition, they, that's us, the viewers, we can imagine ourselves, or they can imagine themselves, in the show, becoming famous or experiencing the glory of winning. Here's a person just like me. They did it. Maybe I could too.
That's gonna be me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I've known a few people who've been on those shows.
Really?
A lady I used to work with in an old job, she was just a secretary at my Cogen school, my Bushy band.
Okay.
She went on one of those singing shows.
I saw it.
So you go, hey, and she's a really good singer.
Okay.
It's like, great, you can kind of show your skill.
Interesting.
She got through a couple of rounds, she did a good job. So
cool.
Yeah, these things happen.
There you go.
In that sentence, we saw the phrase in addition, and we use it for, again, like what's more, adding an extra piece of information to what's already been said or written. For example, today I have to go to the bank. In addition, I'll do my grocery shopping at the market.
Right.
Now, we also talked about the glory of winning. I love me some glory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Glory, it's a noun. It's G-L-O-R-Y. And it's basically being very famous, very admired, respected. People look up to you. You've done something great. And everyone's like, wow, good for you. You're fantastic. We love you so much. That's the glory that you might get from winning a gold medal or being the best in your school at something, or or having your team win the championship and be the best team in all the world, mm-hmm. that feeling of pride for yourself and admiration or respect from the public, that's the kind of glory we're talking about. For example, the football team was covered in glory after they won the Super Bowl. They were super famous for doing that great thing.
The Denver Broncos this year, of course, covered in glory. Great times for anybody who's on the team or supports the team.
Mm-hmm.
However, okay, it's time to look at the negative side here. The article says, however, reality TV shows have their critics.
Really?
I mentioned that word in the introduction. A critic, C-R-I-T-I-C, critic, is someone who criticizes something. They say bad things about it. They say what's wrong with it. And you could be a critic of a person. I don't like that guy. An organization. That company's doing something wrong. Or an idea. You say that's just a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
For example, critics of the movie say the acting is bad. And the story makes very little sense. So they just say, come on, I really don't like these kind of things. So a critic of a reality TV show is someone who just doesn't like that kind of show. He says, why are you watching this trash?
That's right.
Come on, you could be educating yourself. You could be reading a book, not watching some people learn how to sing or live in a stupid house.
Yeah, they're pointing out the problems and saying how it could be made better in mm-hmm. some way. Now, of course, we can all be critics.
Yep.
You can go online and write your opinions and your ideas.
You're
about
too tall.
Things. Well, sorry, I'll get shorter.
There we go.
But of course, there are also professional critics. These people are paid maybe by a magazine, a newspaper, a website, to look at the new movies, to go to the new restaurants, to watch the new shows and say if they like it or not. And generally, it's kind of good to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't believe them all the time, because generally critics who are paid, they're experts. They
yes.
know a lot about food or music or movies, so their opinions have some value. You don't have to agree with them, but it's always interesting to listen to other people's opinion or what they think of things. Now, a common question, the article tells us, that's asked about reality shows is, how real are they? They're called reality shows, but is it all real?
Well, this is it. Some shows are far more scripted than they appear in order to create more excitement.
I'm shocked.
I mean, you want everything to be really exciting.
Sure.
You want the viewers to keep watching. So
yep.
if it's a little boring, maybe you might just change a few things and do a few things to make it more interesting. And some of that means it is scripted. If something is scripted, it's planned out with a script as if it were a play or a movie or a TV show with everyone or some people. People knowing what's going to happen. It's kind mm-hmm. of a plan. It's not just real like that. Like when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I believed wrestling.
Ah.
WWE or WWF
or
back in the day.
Japanese
was,
wrestling.
Yeah, I believed it was real.
Those guys are actually fighting and
yeah,
throwing
they hate
each other.
But now I'm older, I know it's scripted, okay?
It's, yeah.
They've decided who's going to win the matches and what's going to happen. Some of it they'll still have to, you know, throw each other around a bit, and that hurts. But the results of the matches are scripted.
That's right. Just like when Jackie Chan is fighting the bad guys in the movie, they've planned all those moves out. They've practiced it. Then they film it. It's not real. It's scripted. It's been planned out. Also, TV editors have time to arrange the filmed material any way they like.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important thing to remember when watching almost any kind of film or TV. The editor's job is super important. An editor basically takes all the film that they make using the cameras and then cuts it up and puts it together. But they can kind of change what seems real by putting things out of order. One
mm-hmm.
of the things they might do, for example, is if they want one person to look like they hate the other person, when this person's talking, they'll show the other person with an angry look on their face. But maybe that angry look on their face was for some other totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're watching it and saying, oh, look, she's angry because she's talking. She must hate her. Well, maybe not. Maybe the editor is just changing reality or what we see.
He editor arranged them.
Exactly. Editor is spelled E-D-I-T-O-R. We could say the editor had to watch the same scene many times to get it just right.
Yes, we also use the verb arrange, A-R-R-A-N-G-E. arrange, arrange, which is to put a group of things or people in a particular order mm-hmm. or position, the mm-hmm. one that you want. For example, the teacher arranged the chairs and tables before the students got into the classroom.
Oh.
Maybe they thought, okay, today we're going to sit in a circle so
okay.
we can talk, so I need to arrange the chairs, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what people say. They say, you know, the reality TV shows, they're maybe not real,
mm-hmm.
they're a bit scripted, the mm-hmm. editors put the footage, we call it, the,
yep.
the stuff they've shot on the camera,
yeah.
the film, to make it look as exciting as possible. So is it really real?
That's a good question. But I guess it doesn't really matter
nope.
because as the article continues, it says, still, reality TV shows no sign of slowing down. To show something in this case, S-H-O-W, notice it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking it displays or it's something that people can see. It's something that we are watching and we can kind of judge from our own point of view with our own eyes. So it shows there's no signs that reality TV is becoming less popular. For example, this movie shows every sign of being a classic.
Wow.
It has all those elements.
Okay, and this is really the reason why our final sentence
mm-hmm.
is, with its mix of ordinary people, audience interaction, and moments of pure emotion, it's likely that viewers will keep tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
So interaction is just actions between two or more things in which both act and influence each other.
Ah.
For example, interaction between two different students. The teacher wants to see them talking to each other. Now, we also saw the word pure.
Yeah, pure emotion, P-U-R-E. If something is pure, it's not mixed up with anything. It's not made weaker or stronger
mm-hmm.
through any artificial way. If you're drinking pure juice, that
yes.
is only juice
no water,
from
no
the
extras,
orange. There's
yeah.
no water. There's no extra sugar
mm-hmm.
in there. Nothing like that. It is 100% juice. For
yeah.
example, this necklace is pure gold.
Ooh.
It contains no other metals.
Cool.
It's only gold. No silver, no nothing else.
We also saw the phrase, tune in, and tune in means to listen to or watch a particular broadcast
mm-hmm.
on the TV or on the radio at
yep.
the kind of the particular time. So find out what happens next by tuning in at the same time next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is the end of the day two of our article.
Aww.
So we want you to tune in to our For You Chat question coming up next.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the good sides and maybe some of the bad sides
mm-hmm.
of reality TV. So, Pat, do you
yes.
think reality TV shows are good or bad? And please tell us why.
Well, to be honest, I don't enjoy them.
No?
I think they're pretty bad.
Mm.
I would prefer to watch, you know, good actors doing some real drama,
okay.
telling interesting and different stories.
All right.
That's what I'm interested in. I've seen one or two shows
mm-hmm.
that I think, okay, this isn't bad. I saw one called Faking It, where
Faking
they got
it.
an ordinary person to do
mm-hmm.
a very extraordinary job, like
oh.
taking a guy who was a burger chef in a van,
okay.
putting him in a high-class restaurant after
oh.
a bit of training, and he has to convince some judges to say, okay, one of those three guys, he was a burger chef last week.
Oh.
Can you pick which one?
So they took him from a McDonald's
yeah.
to a five-star hotel.
And that was interesting, because that was the one-person story of how they saw this bigger world and learned skills and maybe changed their outlook. So that was good. But most of these, the singing shows, Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
all of that, I just don't enjoy them. They're not interesting to me.
I watched a lot more 5 or 10 years ago, but
mm-hmm.
I think, like you, I've gotten a little bit tired of them.
Okay.
But if there's one about something that you're really interested, singing, dancing, cooking, sure, why not? And if you're really brave, maybe go on the show. You could become a star overnight.
Okay, that's all we've got time for. Thanks for tuning in to see us this time. We'll talk to you again in the near future. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The real world of reality TV. Reality TV shows are popular for several reasons. Since the stars are real people, not actors, the emotions they show are real as well. What's more, viewers can identify with these average Joes. Though celebrities often appear on reality TV shows, many viewers prefer to watch people who are just like them. In addition, they can imagine themselves on a show, becoming famous, or experiencing the glory of winning. However, reality TV shows have their critics. A common question that's asked is, how real are they? Some shows are far more scripted than they appear in order to create more excitement. Also, TV editors have time to arrange the filmed material any way they like. This often gives viewers a false idea of what really happened. Still, reality TV shows no sign of slowing down. With its mix of ordinary people, audience interaction, and moments of pure emotion, it's likely that viewers will keep tuning in.
Vocabulary Review.
Glory. Many athletes dream about the glory of competing in the Olympic Games. Critic. Even though many critics didn't like the movie, most audiences enjoyed it. Arrange. Billy arranged his toy soldiers so they stood in an organized line. Pure. Jenny used a machine to make a glass of pure orange juice.